Okay, a learning Shemin Tzchus Refu Shlema to my good friend Yisrael Yitzchak Ben Devor Malka. We had brain surgery yesterday, Baruch Hashem. He's, I think he's doing well, Baruch Hashem, but he still definitely needs a Refu Shlema. So, the words of Torah, Hashem should bless him and his family with a continued Yisrael's Tovos. So, this week's Parsha is Parsha's Veschanon. Veschanon always falls out Shabbos Nachma. Always. Maybe one time in a blue moon, but usually a Veschanon and the Shabbos Nachma fall out together. So, there's got to be a connection. Why Shabbos Nachmu always falls out with Veschanan. So let's get started a little bit. The first opening pasuk tells us Veschanan El Hashem Be'isahi Lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu is finally davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's he davening for? Chazal say, so we can enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. So he wants Moshe Rabbeinu davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He prayed to God 515 times to be able to get into to Eretz Yisrael. And the answer Hashem told him was no. The answer was no. How do we know that Chazal say, how do we know that he davened 515 times? Take the Gemara of Eschanan. The Eschanan is 515. Yes. So I thought tonight we would focus on different aspects of Tefillah and maybe tie it into Shabbos Nachmu as well. The first aspect that I wanted to talk about on Tefillah is the following. It's brought down, and I think Rav Shor quoted this one year when I was in Camp Hask one summer. It's incredible vort. Sandra Rebbe and a lot of other Hasidim, Rebbe's and all this from quoted as well, that the pasuk actually gives us a very good hint about davening. A chassid once came to the Sanzer Rebbe and he asked him, Rebbe, what do you do before davening? You know, I always don't recognize that everyone always like schlepping into davening, getting in there in Hodu, getting there in Barchu, whatever. You get there with such a fire and such a passion, and when you're davening, you look like you're in it. Right? There's always people in davening, like you could tell, like they woke up on the right side of the bed, they're about to daven. So the Sanzer Rebbe looked back at him. And he said, it's a pashut pasuk in the Torah. What's the pasuk? Exactly our pasuk. V'aschanan al Hashem be'isahili limar. The Sanhedrin Rebbe answered back to the chassid, you know what I do before davening? I daven to Hashem, that when I daven to you, it should be good. V'aschanan al Hashem. I daven to Hashem, what? That be'isahili limar. That the time that I daven to you, it should be limar. I should be able to speak. Right? The Sanhedrin Rebbe said to him, if you look inside this pasuk in V'aschanan in Devarim, what is it? Because if you look at the pasuk, Va'eschanan Hashem basically more, it sounds a little repetitive. He davened to Hashem at that time saying, Sanhedrin Rebbe said, no, there's actually a very big secret. Before a Jew comes to daven, he should daven and he should be able to daven. And this isn't just a famous Rebbe thing. This is a Mishnah in Brachos. Yeah. This is the first Mishnah in Brachos that the Hasidim HaRishonim, right, used to get ready mentally themselves an hour before davening, daven for an hour or whatever, and then readjust for another hour, right? So there's a certain hachan when it comes to davening. I don't know, but nowadays I don't think an hour. I think an hour is geschmack, but I don't know how many of us have the time to be able to, you know, get ready for an hour. But maybe for a minute or two, people realize before when I'm walking into davening, Hashem, how many will be able to daven? And I think that could go a very, very long way. It's a very important vort that before a Jew comes to daven, to be able to say to Hashem before you get into shul, Hashem, how many have the ability to be able to daven? And this applies to everything. Before we do anything in life, I know my Rabbi Kamenetsky, and he's the Rosh Hashiva in DRS, the Manal, my principal. I never saw him do this, but Rabbi Liebowitz, your brother-in-law, quoted it, that before he goes into the classroom every day, before he goes into his job, he says, Hashem, please help me have the koach to be able to help me have the strength and be able to have the wisdom to be able to help inspire these students. And I don't think it applies to Rabbi. I think it applies to a doctor, it applies to anyone in business, it applies to anything.
Yeah.
When a Jew realizes that everything in your life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it creates such a special relationship. It creates something outside of Judaism. I was telling my students over the summer and different things. Rabbi Nachman's very into this. A Jew is always davening. A Jew doesn't stop davening. Just because you're not in a shul or because you're not at a Beis Knesset or a Beis Midrash doesn't mean a Jew's not davening. A Jew is always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew feels like Hashem is right by his side, then it creates a whole different outlook on life, a whole different perspective. You're not doing things by yourself. You're doing things with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel like Hashem's by your side. I think that's the first thing. You have to have a chana before you do anything. You know, you go to the airport. I tell this to my wife all the time. Whenever we give the bags in, there's always stories, you know. My bag got lost here or there. Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara. We always give in the bag, I say, okay, make sure I say Perkat Tehil. Everything, you know, because there's a million steps from the time you get your bag to, you know, say Tehil a little before you get your bag. The second thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about davening was the following. Sometimes when it comes to davening, we feel you daven for something. What happens? The answer is no. So it's a little, sometimes a little frustrating. So Rabbi Simon quotes in his Sefer, the Medrash tells us the following thing. V'aschanan al Hashem be'isah lemor. Lemor, what does that mean? Lemor, lemel adoros. When Moshe Rabbeinu was davening those tefilos, when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for those 500 tefilos, those tefilos actually didn't go to waste, right? We know when Moshe Rabbeinu's answer, what was his answer to go to Eretz Yisrael? It was no.
Yeah.
But what happened to those tefilos? Lemel adoros she'ispalo be'esora. Hainu ki Moshe Rabbeinu hispalo 515 tefilos v'lo nena. He wasn't answered. The Medrash says, Ramal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rav Lach Al Tosef. Says the Papa Rebbe, in the Sefer Vayichi Yosef, it was actually his yard site this week, he says, there's just because the tefillah, the answer is no, doesn't mean that the tefillah is misbatal. Every tefillah is important. Every tefillah has tremendous things. So it could be that a person is down for someone to get well, and right, you're a doctor, and unfortunately, and sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah.
But don't think for a second that tefillah is not going to help someone in France, or help someone in Eretz Yisrael, or help someone here, or help someone there. Like I'm sure you saw today, there was a flight left Ben Gurion Airport, and when they were going up, one of the wheels fell off.
Oh.
And it was like breaking, it was like all over the news. And then it was coming back. And I saw there was, I had to be at least 100 ambulances in Ben Gurion. At least 100. So, if thank God, Baruch Hashem, they landed and everything was good. But who knows that one, maybe it's Philo that we said last week that we thought, you know, we thought that for something we didn't even know. We thought that maybe the answer was no. Because Baruch Hu keeps all those tefillos. It's actually even brought down that if Moshe Benu davened one more time, we wouldn't have all those tefillos. We would immediately brought into, but you'd be brought into Eretz Yisrael. But says the Papa Rebbe, what does that mean? V'aschana al Hashem be'isahi lemor. Lemor is ledoros. That all of Moshe's tefillos, that all is v'aschana, all his actual 515 tefillos, were actually brought in for all of Klai Yisrael for all the time. Ratzolomer, k'sheyu be'isara, when a Jew's going to be in pain. V'lo hi ru'uyin shiskabob tefillosom. A Jew should never stop davening, because what does Moshe, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He said, the Papa Rabbi says, he takes a little bit of Moshe's davening, takes your davening, and puts it together. So don't think that a Jew's never supposed to daven. A Jew's always got to keep on davening, no matter what the case. So that's the second thing. To realize every tefillah counts. The third eitzah that I've seen in the Svarim, when it comes down to it, is that sometimes we feel like, at least I should say I. We feel like, you know, Hashem, today I did well, I learned, I davened, I did business, and everything was good. You owe me something. Right? Sometimes we have a little bit of a, what's the English word, like...
Arrogant,
but like, you feel like it's...
Entitlement.
Entitled. Right? Hashem, you know, come on, we're on the same team. It's a certain... To be honest with you, all this farming down, when a Jew comes to daven, a Jew has to feel like a poor person standing outside someone's door. That's the number one thing. Jews should feel like you're not entitled to anything. Who says that you are entitled to anything? So there's a pasuk in this week's parsha when it talks about the Aseres HaDibros, the pasuk says Anochi Omeid Ben Hashem Avneichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I stand between you and my children. But the Baal Tanya has a famous idea. The Baal Tanya says that he doesn't read it as just I. He reads that Anochi. What does Anochi mean? Anochi is the Anochius. It's the haughtiness. It's the I-ness, quote unquote. It's the arrogance. It's the selfishness. Omeid bein Hashem b'vinichem. That's what stands in between God and His children. You want to know? You want to have an eitzah to be able to daven well? You want to get something? You need something in your avodas Hashem? You need something in your life? Get rid of the anochius. Get rid of the haughtiness. Get rid of the arrogance. Get rid of the quote unquote entitlement. You feel entitled, right? And to be honest with you, when a Jew has that feeling, that you feel like you're not just entitled. You're not just supposed to be given everything. And it helps your tefillah, at least for me, when I remember to have these types of feelings, it puts it in a totally, totally different, manner. That's the third idea. So just a chazer. The first idea was about a chana. The guy came to the Sanz Rebbe and asked him, what does it mean that a Jew has to daven? What do you do before you daven? So he says that I daven, then I should be able to daven.
Okay.
The second idea we saw from the Papa Rebbe. The Papa Rebbe said what? Papa Rebbe said that the Medrash says that Aschanan al Hashem beisahi lemor. Lemor is ledoros. That Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just davening; all his tefilos were used for the rest of Klal Yisrael's time. So Jews should never feel like we have to stop davening, even though sometimes the answer is no. Right? It's the biggest question. You know, I davened for someone's grandmother to get well, and she died. And what? I mean, Hashem didn't exist. No. Just sometimes the answer is no. Like any parent, right? And sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah.
Right? That's the word of the Abdur Rebbe. A little deeper levels, and when Jew has to feel like you want to feel like you're coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the number one way is to be able to get rid of that entitlement, that arrogance, and that horniness. Get rid of that Anochi. Anochi Omer Ben Hashem Abeneichem. That Anochi is the thing that stands in between me and God. So how does this come back to Shabbos Nachama? How does it come back to Shabbos Nachama? So we know that the pasuk says in Haftorah, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomer. Where's the exact pasuk over here? We all know the song Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should be b'zocha to be able to rebuild the have comfort for me and for my nation.
Yeah.
So all the Svarim bring down that why is it Dafka that we say Nachmu twice? Why is it we say Nachmu, Nachmu? Right? It should just say Nachmu, Ami, that my nation should be consoled. So the famous idea that's really brought down by all the Svarim, but specifically Rabbi Simon quotes it from, who does he quote it from? He doesn't say what he quotes. He basically quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah are all one. So he says when a father sees his son in pain, right? If you see his son, God forbid, yeah, and he falls on the floor, my daughter got shots this week. So to be in the room when your baby gets shots, it's like your child's in pain, it's like you're getting the shots, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that if my nation went through a Tisha B'Av, Kadosh Baruch Hu also went through a Tisha B'Av. Kadosh Baruch Hu also had it. Also went through the hard time, like we said last week. That's the reason why the vision of Sir Rebbe told the Chazan to go fast. Why did the vision of Sir Rebbe tell the Chazan to go fast during Eicha? Because he said the word from the Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo said that when a father sees a son in pain, the father's in pain. But you know what a good son is? A good son is when he sees his father in pain, and tries to go a little quicker for him. Right, to go a little quicker. So my brother-in-law is a Baal Kore, so I said we have to be Malabat Chus on all the Jews who made sure Eicha 6-7 minutes. 7 minutes apart. 7 minutes, you know. But on my side, it's a very deep word. Shlomo Katz brings up Shlomo Karbach quoted it. That a father feels for a son also feels for a father. And that's what we can say, Nachmu Nachmu Ami. The Kadosh Baruch Hu also needs a chama. And Rabbi Simon even quotes the Medrash, looks into this. The Pasuk says, Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yomar Alokechem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my nation, you should be consoled. The Medrash says in Dvarim Gimel Chav Gimel, Al Tikra Ami, don't read the word Nachmu Nachmu Ami, don't read my nation should be consoled. Ela Imi. Right? Ami and Imi are the same letter, but just depends where you put the Nekudos. Don't read it as my nation should be consoled, Ela Imi. You should be consoled. What does it Imi mean? With me. That we should be consoled together. Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Navi is telling us that just because we went through Tishbav doesn't mean we only did. Kadosh Baruch Hu also went through it. Kadosh Baruch Hu also did. And so the word from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, we know it's saying Lam Latzeach every day after Asher. The pasuk says, Yimalei Hashem Kol Mishalosecha. Right? It's a famous Lam Latzeach and Perek Chaf. Yimalei Hashem Kol Mishalosecha. What does it mean? It means Hashem, you should fulfill my requests. Says the Baal Shem Tov, it's much deeper than that. Yimalei Hashem Kol Mishalosecha. You know what that means? Yimalei Hashem Kol Mishalosecha. That all of my Mishalosecha, all of my askings, all of my davenings is what? Yimalei Hashem. It doesn't, Hashem, your name should be full. What does that mean, your name should be full? That everything should be good. That you should bring your Shechina back. Not for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should bring the Shechina back for you. Yimalei Hashem, Kol Mishalosecha. That all of my davening, all my learning, all of my vote is that it's Yimalei Hashem, that's for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be able to realize that everything that happens to us happens to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, everything that happens to Kadosh Baruch Hu happens to us. But we have to be good sons. We have to be good children. Just because we went through a Tisha B'Av, we have to care that Kadosh Baruch Hu also had to sit through a Tisha B'Av. He had to sit through a Holocaust Kina. He had to sit through talking about the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. And I think that really comes through the davening. When a person davens, a person has this close connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to make sure to be able to daven for these things. Not just go through a Shabbos Nachmu and say, "Oh, Shabbos Nachmu, very nice. Now I could start eating meat every day or this and that." No, the Nechama of Tisha B'Av doesn't just come the day after. The Nechama comes only on Shabbos. Shabbos is the ultimate time. We're able to turn off our phones, turn off some of us are able to turn off our beepers for the dot, right? But we're able to turn off everything. We're able to focus on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's the ultimate time. First, we're able to close with a word from the Darchi Noam. Darchi Noam is the current son of a Rebbe. He's the son of the Tzivah Shalom. tremendous, tremendous person. Very different from the Nesiv Shalom, but I was zocher to be once by him in Shal Shudas. If you ever merit to be in Yerushalayim for Shal Shudas in Shabbos, highly advised to go. They make it like pitch black. It's like a Tamar a little bit, but it's nice. You have to be careful because you almost fall off the stands there, but it's good. So he quotes this idea about tefillah in his Sefer called Dar Chinom. Pasuk says, he actually quotes this from the Nesiv Shalom, his father. He says, the Pasuk says, Ani Yishena V'libi Er. Because I am sleeping, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'libi Er, but my heart is awake. So the Medrash says, you know what that means? Ani Yishena? I am sleeping. Ani Yishena? I am sleeping. When is that? B'imos HaChol. During the week. V'libi Er? When is my heart awake? Shabbos. So many times, you know how the whole week, sometimes, you know, Jews, sometimes he's going here, he's going there, he's chopping a mincha here. So let's be honest, it's hard to focus during the week when you have your phone and you're having a business meeting right before mincha, this, shachris, the kids, carpool. When is a Jew able to really dominate? The Shabbos. Ani Yishena, says the Medrash, you know what Ani Yishena refers to? That refers to the days of the week. The Libi Er, when is my heart is awake? When am I able to daven with passion, be able to feel closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's on Shabbos. So Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocher to take these five ideas. The idea of the Sanzu Rebbe, the idea of the Papa Rebbe, the idea of the Baal Tanya, to get rid of the arrogance. The idea of Rabbi Simon, able to realize that it's not only Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, that my nation, but Nachmu, Nachmu, Imi, that everything we go through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through. And specifically on Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the ultimate time where we get the Nechama from specifically from Tisha B'Av, is specifically the time that it's Ani Yishena is during the week. I'm sleeping. It's hard to focus during that. It's hard to feel kashmak. It's hard to feel. But on Shabbos is a different time. Shabbos is a Libi Er. Ani Yishena is during the week. The Libi Er is during Shabbos. So Be'ezer Hashem Yishbi Zocha, Chadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbat Shabbos, this Shabbos Nachamu. If we're not Zocha to be able to leave tonight, we should be Zocha to leave tomorrow, even though the Svarim say we're not able to leave on Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva Eger once said, someone told me, Rabbi Akiva Eger said, Mashiach will answer that also. If Mashiach wants to come, he can come on Shabbos too. We'll answer that also. So Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should be zochet to daven better, to daven, and to fear all davenings, and to really feel close to Chodesh Baruch Hu in every single way. Shkoyach, have a beautiful Shabbos. Shkoyach.